April 13th.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart.
God of the impossible, sometimes I realize that I have to walk through the mud to get to the other side where the road is dry and smooth. Sometimes the mud lies across the width of my path and there's no way around it except to go through it. God of light, we all have mud in our lives, things like sexual abuse, injustice and shame. We might say that we do not want to walk through the mud because it will contaminate us, corrupt and stain us. But these beliefs are already contaminating our mind, since it's not the circumstances that are causing the shame and stain, but what we came to believe about ourselves because of the circumstances. Therefore, I will walk through the mud, since I have already been spoken clean by your words, it is finished. I will face the childhood abuse. I will look the sexual offenses in the eye. I will confront the shame, the mistreatments, the foulness. I will not be afraid to follow you through the mud to the other side, because when I walk through the mud, I offer you the chance to erase the stain from my mind.
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. It is finished.
Thank you, Jesus, that I have been spoken clean.